At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Live from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Kiss my tongue. I'm still thinking about it.
Suck my tongue.
Man. You know, I was watching some B-ball, right? Because you do. You and your
baseball,
men.
Baseball?
Yeah,
basketball.
Basketball.
Ooh, you watch that Golden State Warriors game?
Not a lot of it. But you know what I was thinking was, is that, you know, like, people talk about, like, yeah.
You want a bigger ball?
But I do. No, I want a smaller ball.
You want a smaller basketball?
Smaller ball, bigger hoops. Mines? XFL. Do you remember the original
XFL?
You want
Vietnam meets the NBA.
That would be incredible. Booby traps.
Also, XFL is back and it's doing pretty good.
It's
sports talk.
Very bad.
No, it's not.
I tried to watch it.
You did not.
I tried to watch
it. You didn't like it?
It's fine. Where's the big buddy? Where's the busty cheerleaders?
Oh,
and the fireworks.
You want it to be more, you want pomp and circumstance.
Oh, very much so. I would love to have more extreme snacks and all that shit. But I was thinking about when these basketball men, right? When they put the ball up in there, right? When they dunk the ball and they shoot the ball. Yeah. People don't really talk about, because I know I played basketball for a while.
Yeah.
So I played basketball in high school for a little bit.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
In Queens?
No, in high school. It was in Florida.
You played on the basketball team?
JV squad.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I had fucking good cut.
Wow.
I was a good shooter.
When?
This in high school.
Really?
When I was like 15, 16.
Wow.
I loved basketball. I used to play it all
the time. I love basketball.
But you know what people
I didn't like my coach, so I wrestled so I could grab butts.
Okay.
It was all men.
And that's your power.
Mm-hmm.
That's your superpower. But I was thinking, man, these balls fly around so fast. After they're done shooting and stuff, these guys get hurt. Jam your fingers and stuff. It's like, I'll watch the guy, like, you know, dunk a basketball on top of another guy. And then I was watching the basketball go through hoop and then hit him on the head.
No
one really talks about how much that must hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt that bad. The balls aren't that hard.
They're very hard.
No, they bounce.
When's the last time you touched a basketball?
Well, there's one out here in our studio.
And we mix it up.
I grab it.
Oh, yeah, but that's a hard ball. It's very, these boys really
they're
sacrifice.
Strong.
They are. They are.
I don't think it doesn't give you the right to be a killer.
No.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry.
No, ask OJ. It's so difficult to be so good at sports because he was the only one that was so good at sports that they just gave him his freedom.
Jimmy Snuka also got away with murder. Jimmy Snuka killed a gal in the 80s, I want to say, and then he had a full wrestling career after that. We could almost cover Jimmy Snuka on the last podcast episode.
Jimmy Snuka, it sounds like a
Superfly.
Is it an Inuit thief? Right? You can't see that?
I don't
Mr.
know.
Mr. Snuka?
No, it's Jimmy
Snuka.
He's
a murderer.
He's Hawaiian, I believe.
Oh, sure.
All right. Well, that's fantastic.
I don't know. I don't know what all the different rules are all the time.
Well, you know what, buddy? Speaking of little people, dude, we got to talk about this up top. Chucky.
Oh, well.
You know the guy who plays Chucky? I didn't know. Well, first of all, I didn't know that there was a tangible actor that ever played. Of course, we're talking about the little man that fell in love with Jennifer Tilly.
Lovely.
And we love our Chucky. Well, one of the dudes who played him way back in the day, his name is Ed Gale. No idea who this guy is.
Oh.
Apparently, he was busted with child porn.
And now we know.
Oh,
and
good Lord.
It's that fast. How fast that happens. He got caught by a group. I guess he was being...
It was on Creep. It was the Creep Catcher unit.
This is brand new, so we don't know how vetted any of this information is.
We're
just seeing
this from LA Weekly.
I know. And wow. But just LA Weekly's defense, emotional, hyper emotional defense of Taylor Swift makes me distrust them as an entire entity.
You better be careful, bro. We're not pissing off the Swifties.
I'm
pissed off Scientology. Who cares? The Swifties, I don't fuck with them.
I'm neutral. You can have her.
We have one inside the house.
Keep your Aryan goddess to yourselves. And I hope you love her.
Her. She's great.
But Ed Gale, he's being accused of trying to meet with a minor for sex.
Mm-hmm.
This meeting occurred, it was Friday, April 14th. This is real hot off the presses, by a group that called themselves Creep Catcher Unit.
Creep Catcher
the CC
Unit.
Unit confronted Ed Gale with a folder containing printouts of alleged sexual conversations he had with a decoy account posing as a 14-year-old boy.
Okay, here's my thing. Now, obviously, yes, I'm fine with it. They busted him with a bunch of CP. The man, things need to be investigated. And if all comes out that it is true, he needs to be
nailed
held accountable.
To the wall with very short little nails.
What about the people who do the catching? Ted Bundy worked on a suicide hotline.
Oh, sure.
Do you think there's anyone inside of these organizations that's getting off pretending to be a 14-year-old boy catching these people?
Oh, my God. I don't
know. I don't know.
I feel now that we
are the call coming from inside the house?
I feel that people...
We don't know.
We actually have gotten reached out to by one of the detectives or one of the people that work with the detectives that work on one of those systems.
And they're doing the Lord's work.
Most of the time, I feel they are a lot of times either personal victims of abuse or are people that are so violently not into it that they then spend their life doing which stuff is extremely icky.
I don't want to talk to these people. So they get on there on the front lines.
They do. And they get in there and they have to say a bunch of stuff. They have to say mid. You know what I mean? They have to learn how to talk like a 14-year-old to fool a pedophile.
This is one of the areas where ChatGPT might actually help. Save the mental health of the people who have to go hunt the predators that are around our society.
Maybe it
would work.
Because I would love
these
to
people
see.
Have to have PTSD. Because I was making a joke. I know that the people that do this are good, but they have to have PTSD. How many predators can you hunt without being like, God damn it, man? Is there one person who doesn't like this stuff?
They talk about this. The guys think about, the people that deal with these guys on a regular basis. The therapists for pedophiles in jail. The guys that have to spend their whole lives in these sex units, these criminal sex units, going and real police officers going after. It's a lot.
You have
to see a lot of material that you don't want to see.
Well,
it's weird. But imagine ChatGPT trying to figure out how to walk back how many prompts of hey, how do I seduce a pedophile? Just a prompt of imagine I'm a 14-year-old boy. I'm into what am I into? 14-year-old pogs?
I have no idea.
You're out there. You're like your
fidget
spinner.
I think it's just video games. It's the same thing that we like, but with more tech, I think.
Yes.
Right? Basically,
much more involved. But I feel like everyone's going to be pretty upset.
Yes.
At ChatGPT, if they found out that this has all been kind of useful tool to quote unquote get pedophiles riled up.
I mean, it would be a good thing because right now it's just framing people who are innocent. So this is actually the group's 353rd catch.
Whoa.
So isn't that amazing?
Pull
it's actually
up in the boat.
It's kind of disgusting that number is so high. And it's also one of those interesting things because we're going to get into a story here as well about a hitman. But it's just amazing that they were able to catch so many people who are like, I really think this is going to be it. This is where I found the love of my life.
It doesn't.
It's absolutely disgusting. So anyway, I'm not even sure I don't know what Chucky he was.
I don't know. It seems he was in the original. He was in the original Chucky. He was the body of the doll. And so, as we know, the real actor behind Chucky, of the character of Chucky, is Brad Dourif.
Absolutely.
Because Brad Dourif, he's one of the best horror, of any genre actors on the face of the planet. So I believe he was much like the poor guy who played Darth Vader. And it's sad, can't even tell you his name. He was the wrestler. You know that old story?
No.
Where it's like he basically was
I never even thought it wasn't the dude.
No, it was not James Earl Jones.
So
it
they
was,
just, when he took his mask off.
It was a guy, right? It was a white man.
Oh.
Because it's funny because he's voiced by a black man. But if you look at him, he was a massive wrestler. But
I didn't know that.
He was fed a line a bit that they said, well, you're Darth Vader, don't worry. And he said all the lines. And then, but the thing
they
is, he had
dubbed
this,
over.
He had a face mask on.
Right.
And so he'd be like, and then I bet you at some point he's like, are you sure that you can you even understand? Because he was like some Romanian
going
man.
But going great.
Nailing it each time. Because never telling him, he did not know that he was not actually going to be Darth Vader until after the fact that he saw it. I mean, he made his
money. But it was his face when they took off the mask.
Yes, that was his face. But he was not the character's voice.
And he's dead.
Very much
he
so.
He could have cashed in on Comic-Con money.
He would have had a moment.
I think I didn't realize that. That must be so disheartening when you're like completely cut out. It reminds me of what Metallica did with their fucking bassist.
He did very well. He died in November 2020. David Prowse, he went and that is the name of the man. He was a weightlifter and wrestler. He was the body of Darth Vader and didn't get credit till later on. That's kind of what's nice about nerddom. And all that shit is that eventually those crimes can be sorted out.
Absolutely. And again, the body of Darth Vader, a good person, the body of Chucky, not so much.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
And as Henry said before the show, there's a picture of him and he's got an oxygen machine.
He's got the CPAP machine. He's got a photo printer, which are all just pedophile props.
Yep, those are all accoutrements. And if you're going to buy a pedophile toy, that would come as like one of the accessories, a printer and a CPAP machine.
All I know is I'm going to show everybody when we get our CPAP machines, which I'm certain at some point we will be forced to have.
When do you need those?
When you can't breathe anymore because you're big and fat and out of shape.
Yeah, but
also like sometimes there are issues where I guess if you have lung collapse, we're going to get emails. SidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. How did you get your CPAP machine?
Take it to Twitter.
Take it to Twitter. But talk about another reason why. You could never, ever trust something that seems too good to be true.
Absolutely.
Is this story that just was like made for Side Stories.
So stupid.
No one's learned anything. We're all just doing the same shit over and over again in an Alice in Wonderland style loop of insanity.
Stupidity on top of stupidity all the time.
Josiah Ernesto Garcia, he was arrested. For
Why?
Applying for a murder-for-hire job. He is an Air National Guardsman, and he thought that he found his jackpot because he found his calling when he saw the website www.rentahitman.com.
I know.
That is real. He did do this. He not only applied, he applied many times.
But they say people don't want to work anymore. And look at that. This guy says, you know what? I'll take a job, please.
I'm taking a stab at my dream. I'm looking at my dream. My dream is now arriving in front of me. This is it. It'd be like, I want to see, you know, when Lorne Michaels dies, there will eventually be like a prank. Apply for Saturday Night Live web portal that you could go to. And then you arrive at a place and you've got all your props and all your characters.
Right.
And then a disgruntled improv comedian comes from behind you and beats you in the back of the head with a blackjack.
Sure.
Right? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But this is what happened to this guy. So he showed up. So, oh God. Now the website rentahitman.com was created in 2005 to advertise a cybersecurity startup. Right. And it was kind of a funny little
funny idea thing.
But then eventually the administrator who owned the website thought it would be really funny to create this parody website that would have false testimonies from people who claimed to have been professional hitmen and how happy they were with the customer service of Rent-A-Hitman.
With this, I remember, because we've talked about them before, and I saw an interview clip, they just started getting requests for hitmen, and then they were like, wow, this is serious. So they give those requests immediately over to law enforcement because they were like, should we shut down this website? But in catch a predator of their own.
Look at this website.
They said, no can do.
The fucking rentahitman.com website is amazing. All right, Rent-A-Hitman, your point and click solution. We are 100% HIPAA compliant. Hitman Informational Privacy and Protective Act of 1964.
All in.
You could click the thing. I love this, the blurb. It's common knowledge that the dark and deep webs are not safe. Marketplaces for carrying out nefarious deeds. These sites are often fraught with potential risks, including viruses. And fraud is rampant. So, fraud.
I need to kill my goddamn husband, but I do not want to get a computer virus. I need to get...
Let your fingers do the walk.
Wow, so right. Garcia's...
There's no guarantee of privacy, and your information could be leaked to less than reputable websites, including law enforcement and agencies, and that's no fun. It says that's no fun.
That's no fun. You're literally talking to the law enforcement agency right here.
Tired of getting bullied? Rent-A-Hitman has assisted individuals just like you as the victim of being bullied at the gym, in the office, or at the club. So this guy...
Well, I'm going to say this. They are making it slightly It seems
what?
A little
not obvious.
Well, it seems, you know what? What if you are being bullied and you do want to rent a hitman?
Fucking go to a Taekwondo class. Look, customer service and industry awards. Rent a Hitman prides itself with exceptional customer service. It won the 2018 to 2021 Trigger Warning Award.
That's not a real award.
This is incredible. But this guy, this is just out loud. So, it's right here.
Garcia went by the name Reaper. Oh, and God. He said that he earned his marksmanship from military experience.
Well, yeah, that's what got him the nickname.
He was an expert marksman for not missing a single bullseye on all the targets and for shooting expert with two or more weapons, according to the FBI.
Oh,
so
yes.
To be fair, he would have been a great hitman.
Super built for the job. He is very, very experienced.
He has like a gun that looks like a hitman's gun.
Well, he definitely does the selfie picture like a man soliciting a woman against her will on the internet. There is he says here, not only did he apply he sent in like the resume, he sent in his own resume, including his driver's license and passport. And then he sent more identifying information, saying, like, just in case you don't think this is me, he put his home address and another headshot. And then he eventually agreed to kill someone from the website as a representative. He said that for $5,000 from an FBI agent.
This is what's so sad. Have a little faith in yourself. Bet on you, dude. If you're going to take a person's life and they really want it done, $1 million.
Well, I've actually heard, little bit of pushback on that from listeners, which I do hear. We're like a couple of them
really
said.
Yeah, we have
a lot
of hitman listeners.
Our hitman community. Hit people. Thank you. They are the backbone of Last Podcast Network.
They are.
And these guys, they say, which I do believe, like number one, hitmen are largely, you got to know the guy. They're doing it for free because they want to do it. Alex, Lori Vallow's brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Lori Vallow's
brother. That
trial,
by the way, we haven't really talked too much. We'll talk about it at some point.
It's very emotional.
It is.
It's really well, part of it, that this story, this is a side, this is a tangent, but the Lori Vallow trial is really kind of illustrating, like, obviously, we have a lot of fun here, but it's how very sad it all was. And the idea of watching your mother go completely fucking insane.
It's Hereditary. On Sirius yesterday, we were talking about the movie Hereditary, and she is kind of like that.
Very similar. To come back to the point where it's, they say, like, you know, you need to know your hitman, number one. And also, you'd be kind of surprised how low the money is for some people.
Well, what's interesting about Garcia, not only did he want to be a hitman, he was willing to go the extra mile. He told undercover agents that he would be comfortable torturing victims and
and
he said, I would be comfortable taking trophies such as fingers or ears.
I'm glad, honestly, because that's so important nowadays, especially if you're applying for a job, is you really got to hit your employer with like what your, all of your various boundaries are. Like, are you not super into anal play? Like,
let them
are
know.
You a person that needs to, like, you love blood. I must see blood.
Buckets of blood.
The only way for me to work in this agency, sir, is that I'm going to need to see at least a pint of blood on my first day.
I'll work in your bathroom. So interestingly enough, so he has this AR-15. There's a picture of it there. He's got a little scope. Hmm. And he accepted an envelope of $2,500. Now, the person that he was going to, the fictional person he was going to kill, was an abusive husband. After agreeing to the terms of the murder arrangement, Garcia asked the agent if he needed to provide a photograph of the dead body. But here's my question. Is it going to hold? I mean, this kind of almost goes back to what we were talking about with the To Catch a Predator stuff. Sometimes these cases do get thrown out because of entrapment and things. I feel like sometimes an abusive husband does need to be popped in the head. So is it wrong?
I mean, yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Legally.
Yes, it is.
It is incorrect. But he may
have said in his own mind, he's a military man. He's Garcia. And he says, you know what? I'm going to stand up for this woman. I'm going to kill this abusive husband.
I mean, I feel like that's the most incel-y part of this whole thing, is that idea. Straight up, if you know a friend's getting, like, abused by somebody, I think the key is
break their legs,
destroy their property. Like, I know, again, we're not lawyers. And I'm not anything but one of the most important voices in internet content on the face of the goddamn planet. And you have to, if you want to do something, you got to take something in your own hands. I also believe financial revenge is really good. Go and take their money. Go take something from them. Again, suing somebody is a real way to deeply punish them for a long period of time.
Let's not go nuts here, or just forget about them entirely.
Oh, just move on.
Move the fuck on and let them live their horrible, pathetic lives.
Because guess what? When it comes down to it, abusers, they end up, it comes back around. Justice is served.
It is in many
Very
ways.
Very honestly, no.
Sometimes not, though.
No, it's not. No,
sometimes not. Anyway, what you can't do is hire a hitman.
No.
Or be a hitman. He has a, there's a picture of Garcia smiling.
You got to do it yourself.
And so he is now looking at up to 10 years incarceration.
Wow, that's really it, huh?
Well, he didn't do anything.
No.
He just said he would, you know.
How often does that happen?
It seems like this website does it a lot.
But it literally is a joke website. This is a joke website.
No, but they really do catch these people all the time, I think. That's the whole point.
We just need to teach these kids. They need to look at the internet and know that you can't believe. You can't believe what someone just randomly says on there. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know. You don't even know what your friends are doing.
Yeah.
You know, on their own, you don't know what they're doing at home when you're not with them. All right?
Well,
so just fucking go to
so when Garcia
code learn the code
when Garcia was arrested there after taking the cash, which I maybe they should let him keep. It's our money, isn't it? Garcia allegedly told the agents that he did have some second thoughts about being a hitman and that he changed his mind. Garcia stated that he was meeting with the undercover agent to tell him
I was just about to quit.
Well, that's what he said. He said he met with the agent to tell him that he had changed his mind and did not want to do this kind of work. Garcia stated that he was going to call the agent when he got to his car and leave the money on the curb.
What is he, Micah from Love is Blind?
I don't know.
That's what that sounds like.
I don't know what that reference means. But anyway.
Y'all know, though. Y'all know that now. Y'all know that now.
I don't know.
Live from your grave.
Last podcast on the left is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, because if you do, it ain't coming back around. It is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. So let's say, we're doing well so far. We're moving these picks. If you want to move the Judge Reinhold non-clothed edition of a horse picks on the Clydesdale, you can drag it straight to your cart. It's that easy. You also can drag an entire giraffe ride trip for your family, because daddy gets the back of the head, right? You just drag that from the option menu straight to your cart, and don't delete, because I'll know if you deleted. I'll know if you did it. Thanks to Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It's just been a hard couple of weeks for our younger military, isn't it?
Well,
between leaks and now this guy, I don't know.
Well, it's weird because it's what Marcus brought up when we did our Relax Fit, like the idea of it's these fucking wieners. These little wieners are the ones that are going to destroy
so much. Thank you for your service,
so
wieners.
Those wieners.
They're on the front lines of the drone war.
Drone wars, it's very difficult because you got to sit all day.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with the drama.
They're going
to
get
blowing up villages and it feels like you're not doing anything.
And my friend, you've just got yourself a purple shard. Congratulations, you've killed 18 people with drones. That's a purple shard award right there.
Is that what Marcus got? Is that what he believed from his asshole? Is that called a purple shirt?
I hope it's not purple. We can't have any more illnesses pop up in this man.
No.
Not in our young boy.
Talking about blood.
Yeah. Right?
This story. I don't know a lot about Japan. I want to go. Right? I love Japan.
I know I can fit. My older brother can fit. So I want to go. I've heard it's amazing.
I want to go. I'm so excited. And Marcus said that when he went, he said that, you know, it's very, you know, it's sensory overload. It's very intense, right? It's like a lot going
That's
on.
That's his impression. I like casinos because I like the ding, because I'm crazy, because my brain is like constantly going nuts. So for me, that's actually neutral.
That's how I feel. Right? Yes. Yeah, I feel calm in a casino.
I love the dings.
Me too. I love it. Dings. I remember the last time we were in Vegas when I ate like 30 milligrams worth of edibles. And then I just, that one thing, they have the electronic craps machine. It's got the big dice in it. I'm watching them just bung around. Like, that's fun.
It is fun.
$400 is gone. It's just gone.
But you're helping the economy.
I'm helping the economy. But Japan's got a lot of like kind of fun. It seems like themey restaurants. And this was something I want to unpack because I have no fucking clue what it is that they're talking about and how often this is. This comes from the Daily Mail, highly reputable source.
Okay.
Japanese waitress is sacked, fired for mixing her own blood into cocktails at what this place called a quote unquote problem child concept cafe.
Okay, that's interesting. It's called the Mondaiji Cafe in Sapporo.
It's a Mondaiji con cafe daku, right? Nailed it.
You sound worse when you try to do it that way.
Now, Jeff,
yes, very good.
The point of this place is it's in Sapporo, Hokkaido, right? The name
You're trying.
I'm Alex Trebek here.
I'm happy that you're trying.
Yeah. Puerto Rico.
I hate you.
I like that. But it really works.
Uruguay. Congratulations.
Uruguay.
You're officially white.
All right. Nice.
But you say certain words correctly.
See, so everyone can know.
Look
when
at that.
I go to the Mexican restaurant, the meat to the quesadilla. Immediately they know, like, ooh, that guy's international.
Authentico.
Now, this cafe is supposed to be a place where they hire troubled girls.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell this means. Now,
that's good. People get in trouble when they're younger.
It's weird. It's but a part of a bigger problem that the cafe advertises itself as an establishment for quote unquote problem children.
I mean, as long as they're not being preyed upon by problem adults.
I'm certain that there's a little bit of little grabs. And then it says the cutest girls who enjoy the darkness.
Oh, so I see. Yeah.
It's a goth chick cafe.
Awesome.
Which, I mean, like, that sounds fucking amazing. I can't wait to. I want to go. But the girl that was arrested she wasn't arrested. She was fired and then given, I guess it was some kind of like fine but she was caught slipping her blood into a bunch of cocktails that she was serving to people.
Wow.
Now they're going to do it. They're literally just going to like clean it up and move on.
Of course. What else are you going to do?
They're getting rid of all the cups. Which is kind of crazy. I do feel like, you know, you can't actually technically steam wash all these things. And it's just a little bit of blood.
Wow. So interestingly enough, the cafe owner tweeted a statement. And this statement is interesting because it sounds so sad. He says, please let me continue the store a little longer so I can be happy alone.
Yes.
I'll clean the store, change glasses, and dispose of alcohol that may have been contaminated. Once again, I am very sorry to have caused you trouble this time.
All he's trying to do is hire hot, troubled goth women in your neighborhood.
And we
need to support this man. We need to be there for this man. We need to support these poor goth troubled women. We need to bring them home. We need to invite them to our families.
Man.
We need to marry them and be with them. Right?
We gotta go, bro. In Tokyo, there's a snake cafe, a ninja themed entertainment restaurant, and a variety of maid and butler cafes. Oh, that looks so fun.
And then a doctor did say apparently drinking the blood of other people is very dangerous.
But also, have you heard about this term?
But this is a bigger thing. Part-time job terrorism.
Have you heard of the term sushi terrorism?
This is all a part of the same thing. And I don't know whether or not it's happening in America or not. So it starts with the Japanese concept of part-time job terrorism, which is somebody that is not a salaried person, someone who's there in a temporary aspect, and then they fuck up a bunch of stuff. And a part of what that is sushi terrorism. I said in Japan, we have one here too, where you go to the conveyor belt restaurants.
I love it. We did it in Australia.
I love it. The conveyor belt sushi restaurants, and that it has been a social media, I guess, prank theme where you go and you ruin food that is kind of in a communal setting.
I will say this. It seems, I mean, I understand, you know, it's a public, you're communal eating, but the cops did arrest two diners. They're both 35 and 34 years old, and they were arrested for eating the pickled ginger from communal serving bowls using their chopsticks instead of serving utensils. But
because the chopsticks just came from your mouth.
Yeah, but do you need to be arrested? Because if Americans were held to account, I mean, it would be a pipeline from old Country Buffet to prison.
Oh, they would they would just be waiting. Boom, it would be like a speed trap for spittle.
It really would be.
And God knows what we would be.
Oh God.
The fucking, I'm not, you and
I don't want to know.
Straight up, we would be the son of Sam and Jeffrey Dahmer of spittle.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Because of just how much I spit.
Got any more of the mac and cheese?
Excuse me, sir. I would like some Salisbury steak. I'm just, my mic is wet.
I refuse to watch them do a contamination test on any buffet food. We know what they're going to find.
I can't.
And
see
I need to have this lie live.
This is what I've been saying this about the U.S. government. Yes. That's been the main issue I've really had with it over the last like couple of years, which has been like, just lie better.
Can't
we try harder with the lies?
Please.
Like, come with, like, act like you love me. Act like you care if I get upset. Lie to me harder.
We're all living in a farce, and I would just, you know, because everyone's like, oh, everyone has their own reality now. And it's like all of it's fake. So let's just all agree on the fake one we want.
With the like, the nice one, the cool
the
one.
The coolest one possible. Yes. And then everything will be fine because it's all made up anyway.
But it's difficult. They have to go and they have to really clamp down on these guys. Right, they do, because if people are filming it, you know, they're making their little funny content bits about it.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to get mad about it. You could see how that would fuck with sort of the tourism industry of Japan. It would fuck with the restaurant industry if it became like publicly known that people like to stick their fingers in and out of all the sushi, which has now been kind of a social contract
that we've all held ourselves to. That reminds me of our friend has the only Ron Jeremy story that I know, which obviously he's a disgusting gross man, at the place that Lemmy would hang out at all the time.
Yeah, Rainbow Grill.
So apparently Ron used to use the bathroom by the kitchen and then come out of the bathroom without washing his hands and touch all the bread.
He's disgusting.
Isn't that gross, bro?
I had a friend that there was a pool where his apartment was. You could see him. He'd come out on his balcony and just unabashedly watch them all swim. They'd be swimming, and he'd just get binoculars and just watch. And it's like, man, haven't you seen enough tits?
How much snooch do you have to see?
How much more? I mean, obviously, he's a serial rapist. So
speaking of Japan, let's talk about this when it comes to Monopoly. Do you like this story? There's two dudes, and they were playing Monopoly.
What?
And it was in Brussels.
Oh, no, this other story.
And I will say this. Monopoly has led to more fights than crystal meth.
Well, this is now technically it's a hack subject, but you need to come back around to understand just how
It's not hacky. Monopoly, it's not hacky.
Because people talk about how Monopoly ruins relationships, but they don't really talk about how it ruins relationships.
It's almost people think it's real money, but it's not. It's Monopoly not. Money, which is also what real money is.
Well, it's because to true nerds, they all think that, your behavior within the game is kind of say something about your inner.
If you want to be a con man, you can.
You got to be. It's the game. You're trying to win the Monopoly.
The only thing
this game.
The only thing you can't do is if you were the banker, you can't fuck with people's money.
I always did.
But you can screw people over. You can make horrible deals.
But this is the reason why I recused myself from Monopoly because I could not be trusted with the bank.
You're like my grandmother and Rummy Cube.
It's just because I don't see any stakes here. It's a game. It's fake money.
No, but you do have to stay within some parameters. Otherwise, the game is completely worthless.
But that's why I moved away from that, went to Risk, which is a true merit-based game.
Yes. So in Brussels, there was two dudes, and one guy got into a fight because he didn't like the approach that the other Monopoly player was taking.
Of course, because some people really do the land grab. Because it depends on if you guys are trying to suck up as many properties as possible, or are you the type of person trying to line up proper properties in order to possibly, and then flex hotels.
And what's so interesting about this story is around 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
On April 2nd, a group of four people had been playing the board game.
Was involved.
On the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. That's a really intense street game.
Well, I think it gets more intense if you're actually homeless. Then it's like, it's very serious.
You're playing for keeps, yeah.
So the participants were loud enough to wake up the neighbors, a father and a son.
Yeah, can you imagine?
And they're like, get the hell out of here.
You're homeless, but you're playing a capitalist in a game. I would just be ruthless.
Yes. Things quickly got heated between the players and the father-son duo, resulting in the son bringing out a katana sword for defense, and then they ended up going to battle life with the sword.
The sad part about that story is the fact that it was sheathed.
Yeah.
He didn't really mean it.
Well, the player tried to grab the katana and remove it from the holster, but the son tried to get it back. And anyway, it really is a nerd fight.
Very much so. You're fighting over Monopoly.
Yeah, but they were wounded, and they did go to the hospital, and the son was struck in an artery and is actually in critical condition.
No shit.
So they might die over this.
The dumbest thing possible.
It's 5 a.m. in the morning. You get woken up by a group of idiots playing Monopoly. My response is, people are fucking nuts.
Sure.
So I would just,
always disengage.
I'm good. Like, I just take it.
Yeah, I do take it. I would think that there's got to be, in America, it seems to be, we're really jumping to, here especially, we're jumping to very physical, like, over-the-top reactions.
Well, America,
right now we've got America's suffering from a problem of very old people that are armed to the teeth, that are home alone and scared, and they can't wait to shoot strangers.
That's that. And then there's the middle-aged ones who are alone and scared and home alone. And then there's the young people that are alone and home and scared alone with guns armed. America is the perfect. So they say there's more acts of violence on a daily basis in minimum security jails.
Sure.
Like, there's more fights. But the fights are much more intense in maximum security. People get shanked, you die.
Yes.
So in America, we don't have the middle ground.
Yes.
We are in maximum security.
The time.
So you can't just go like, keep it down, because you just don't know.
Well, sometimes, though, you got to fight for your damn self, which is why I believe in the water balloon.
The water balloon's great. Yes, more water balloons.
Water balloon.
Please.
I think that if you want to disrupt a intrusive Monopoly game,
that would ruin the whole board.
Water balloons are the way to go. And then what you do is you keep one frozen just in case they try to escalate. And then you beat them in
the
nuts.
That's
the
nuke of water balloons.
That is, you beat them in the nuts with it. I feel like there needs to be more nut-based attacks and less shooting people in the head. I think it is much better too. You know what we need? Remember in the cartoons, they used to have the gun that has the boxing glove.
That's
at
fun.
The end of it.
Great.
Shoot a guy in the nuts.
Bonk.
Right? Bonk him right in the testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Take him out. Drop him out. Give him something to think about. Because that's what my dad said. He said there was no such thing as a dirty win in a fight. The only thing that does is end the fight.
I'm
and
happy.
Then what you got to do is you torture a man's testicles.
Right.
You grip him and you rip him and you suck him and you bite him. Right? You bite him and you try to suck his dick. You act like you're about to suck his dick.
Good idea.
I think that's the big key, is that you get down on all fours and you say, like, why don't we fuck this out?
Let's
and
fuck
the next
it out,
thing
right.
you know is that you're making it a fight.
Yeah.
But you're fucking too.
Yeah. Your dad gave you interesting advice, but you know what? That's Polish advice, and it's under 5'8" advice. And I think that that's right.
It's about going.
That's why I don't fuck with nobody, because the little ones, they are close to your balls.
I'll zip around your ankles.
Yeah, I know.
I bite. I go for eyeballs. I want to fucking, at the end of it, you love me. You know, like at the very end of the fight, you're like, wow, I'm satisfied.
Look at this guy.
I just
look at my little buddy.
Live from your grave.
All right. Well, let's move on quickly. Henry, let's talk about this story. I don't know what the fuck is going on in Austin. Do you want to do this Austin story really quick?
Well, I don't know a lot about this story.
We don't know a lot. Okay. So there's eight people have gone missing.
Yes.
So the eighth body has been found in a lake.
Lady Bird Lake.
Which I believe was the nickname of, was it Johnson's wife? Lady Bird Johnson?
I couldn't possibly
give a shit. I
think it was
Johnson's wife.
Yeah, I don't know.
So they're naming this the Rainy Street Ripper. Now,
it's a bit early for a nickname.
It is, but it is a potential serial killer in Austin. I'm not going to say it's a coincidence that all comedians move to Austin and immediately there's a serial killer there.
Because now they got all these murderers there. And all they do is kill.
I killed it on stage. Austin residents fear they may have a serial killer on the loose. It's the eighth body has been found in 10 months. They've been pulled from the same lake. People don't know what the hell is going on. The victims seem to be young men in their 30s, and they're strong. They seem to be strong men, like not usual serial killer victims in some ways. Kind of interesting. And it's obviously very sad.
I just don't know. At first, they said they did not suspect foul play because they had just brought a body out of the water. John Christopher Hayes Clark was discovered. And they said that he died of like natural causes. They couldn't find trauma.
It reminds me of the smiley face killer case in Wisconsin where everyone, because it does happen, you get hammered and you walk into a lake.
You just fall. Yeah, exactly. We covered the mysterious disappearance of that other dude that ended up in the lake. Yeah.
So it seems like but 8 in 10 months, something's going on. That's like a lot.
See,
that's like either Austin is just full of people who get hammered or walk into lakes all the time, or somebody is doing something.
That is kind of, it's very similar to the smiley face killer. That's kind of what they're saying. Because right now they're saying that there is no signs of trauma yet, but it also just sounds like these bodies keep getting pulled out of the lake and they are really holding close to the vest what they're finding, because they're not saying anything, but the investigations have now are moving past that this was a, I believe it's the term wrongful death or accidental death. They're moving away from that. But we don't know what they know yet.
We don't know. Christopher Pugh, 21, he was found actually back in 2019. He had some blows to the head and bruised hands.
Yes.
It does look like some of these people might be members of the LGBT community.
Yes.
So maybe there's something with that. Maybe it's a...
It's just being,
I mean, either way, these are young men who look to be totally able-bodied and strong, and they are all ending up dead in a lake.
Yes.
That's all we know.
So, that is all we know. I just want to keep your head on a swivel if you're in Austin, because you never know. Truly, like we actually, despite our callousness at times because of being comedians, we care about you fucking pieces of shit. And you need to think about when you're drunk. Like, just think about your circumstances. Don't wear headphones. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, also, you should be able to walk around.
You should be
drunk in Austin, Texas. So anyway. Just be careful out there, because it does seem like a trend is going on.
But we don't know yet.
Not good.
Truly, we don't know what it is yet, but just make sure you know, any information, send to sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com.
Yeah, so Texas police are patrolling the waters by boat, and there's more people out, I guess, as you just said, Henry, on the lookout. So hopefully, if this is one person, hopefully they catch the motherfucker soon.
And if they are true Texas police, then we know a lot of what they're going to say is, his head just did that. Yeah, heads do that. So who fucking knows?
Who knows? But then again, there's some great hardened Texas cops, too.
They're sometimes. Haven't seen some in the news recently.
Well,
I haven't really seen a lot of coverage of that.
No, Hell or High Water is a great movie if you want.
Again,
Texas
for
cops.
Fictional police. That's an incredible story of a police officer.
It's a great movie. All right.
Speaking of heads. All right. Favorite story of the week.
Uh-oh.
Now, this story is fucked up. And they don't know what the H is going on.
Something's bad.
Over in India. Now, this is in New Delhi. I prefer Old Delhi.
Don't do it.
Now, a couple beheaded themselves with homemade guillotine in a ritual sacrifice.
Guillotine. I don't think it's good.
Yeah, you got to prepare yourself for the afterlife.
38 years old and 35-year-olds. They were survived by two children, parents, and relatives. No,
this shit's wild, dog. It is. Now, these guys, there's a couple. Oh, man. Should I try to pronounce
them? No. Try.
Hemubai Makwana, 38 years old, and his wife, Hansahen, 35. They both died by decapitation after using this homemade bladed mechanism. Now, what they did, this is wild. So they created this whole ritual space.
This whole space.
And there was a fire that they built. Now, fire is sacred to Hinduism.
It's a fire altar.
And to many religions, it's a purification act. Don't know. But what's awesome
at
the top of this, they built a ramp. The two of them got into the machine. At the same time, I guess Papa Bear let the fucking rope go.
Oh.
Chopped their heads off with the machine. Heads roll into the fire to be consumed by said flames. It is fucking metal as shit. I'm going to do the same thing
when
I'm 85 years old. That's fucking crazy. But we don't know what the sacrifice was for. We know that a suicide note was left for the family, which is like, we don't know what the hell what happened there. We don't know. They haven't talked about why or what the actual thing was. But what I actually did not know was that human sacrifice recently has been having a moment.
It's having a moment.
It's been having a Brendan Fraser moment.
That's
in
great.
India recently, where there is another story that was fucking wild by a man named Bhagaval Singh, that was a poet and a leftist sympathizer. This is according to, I don't know, I might be again fully deep.
I'm not
Indian
even sure what
waters
that, I don't
that
know
I
what
no
that means
clue.
In politics. That could mean like they're Nazis. And
I don't know. But a man that was a poet and his wife, they created a team where they kidnapped and beheaded two women as a part of a human sacrifice for prosperity in life, where they went and they tortured these two people and chopped them up. But, you know, it's a crazy story. Again, and this is why, you know, they need Marvel.
Yeah, maybe they do need Marvel.
I feel like we need to give them some more content. They need some content. The streamers really got to get in there. We're seeing an open window. These people,
Bollywood is starting to crush. I can get into some Bollywood.
Oh yeah, dude.
So apparently, again, this is according to a Daily Mail story. They say black magic is still practiced in parts of India, and the point is to aid in fertility, bring wealth, affect the weather, or cure people of illnesses. So that's what they say, but it doesn't. It doesn't affect the weather. It could cure you of an illness if you no longer have a head. And I guess if you did it for
this cold has been fucking killing me, man. Be like,
we haven't sacrificed a body. This, God damn it, man.
Ah, shit.
April showers, bro. You didn't kill fucking Wendy, dude.
Oh, fuck. The groundhog. I was supposed to rape the groundhog.
Oh, that's not.
I need to end this winter.
We already had our former mayor in New York, Bill de Blasio, already killed a groundhog by dropping it on his fucking head. That guy sucked. All right.
Oh, yeah, this is according to a commenter on this, Middle East, Hollywood, just when you think every weirdness known to man has been thought of.
Shut up, commenter.
I'm just comparing it. What, you're comparing it to, like,
I don't know
you, like your oat milk?
Yeah, I know. What's he talking? Interestingly enough, also, not to move on a little bit, in almost, I was,
more like Holly Weird.
I was almost going to make this next guy hero of the week, but he's not, because it turns out he stole $200,000 from his family. So Oregon.
This story is actually kind of like, there's layers to it, because I like how the police are involved. People can't roll it out. The police just don't know what to do.
It's not illegal.
They're like, how is this a crime?
So we're doing in Oregon. He's driving on the highway. He took $200,000 of the money that belonged to his parents. It was all in cash, $100 bills. He just starts going full fucking Hubba Hubba Joker on it and just throws it out his car window.
Hubba Hubba Hubba. Who do you love?
People,
who do you trust?
People who were behind him, of course, because everyone is absolutely in desperate need of money right now, pull over and start collecting the $100 bills. The family has said, if you did collect any of the $100 bills, we would like them back.
Dude, this guy.
Which I don't think is going to happen.
He, again, I don't know if he's running for local office, but it kind of sounds like he had this sort of a positive mental breakdown in a way, where he drained the savings of his entire family.
Yeah, I think it was bad.
But the idea, so the cops said, they saw him on the side of the road, because they just show up to absolute chaos.
Total chaos.
The whole highway was backed up. That's where they showed up, because it was dangerous. They said that the people showed up, like, you know, and they just see money everywhere. And this guy is just throwing money at the side of his car. And obviously people are scrambling to grab it and do all this type of shit. And the cops come because they don't know what to do, because they go up to, they're like, is this your money? And legally it was his money. I get, not really, but kind of, he had access to it.
I think
he got it. I'm certain that this is going to play out in court, but he had to go. He took out the money from his family, and they're like, he's like, yeah, I'm just giving people money because I'm just fucking loco like that. And they're like, all right. And he said the main issue was that, well, you're creating a traffic problem that we need to clear up. This is all like gunking up the works.
It is. Colin Davis McCarthy is a 38-year-old man. That's who did this.
Wow.
He said that he just wanted to spread a little bit of joy. He says, quote, I just want to bless others with the gifts of money.
If you're out there, man, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com, I want to talk to you. How do we get some of this money?
Yes.
Because we'll be good with it. And maybe what it is, if he can secure a bunch of money, we could give it to somebody who really needs it. Biden.
There you go.
Joe Biden.
What a lucky people we are.
Sit it right down at Nancy Pelosi's pussy.
Oh, there you go. Now you got her. So one witness said it was dangerous just because there was a bunch of people walking the streets of the fucking highway.
Oh, yeah. Hurting their street. You hear.
You know.
But because that's my thing, right? I'm on the low income side. Maybe I'm got nothing to do that day. My buddy runs up to me and he's just
I'm stopping.
Free money on the highway?
Yeah, we're going.
I'm going.
That's beer. That's a bunch of, for me, that's what I would buy with it.
If you told me now, and we're doing well, told me now that there's free money on the highway, I'm going to go get the free money.
It was kind of crazy, though, because some people were running from shoulder to shoulder of the interstate.
Yes.
Waiting for cars to pass.
That's where it's bad. But the family, they're not happy.
No, they're not, because they said, oh, he wasn't supposed to do that. That was all the money.
Well, you know, that's technically what happened with Gilles de Rais.
What?
That is this is basically a very minor version of the Gilles de Rais story, of the fact that he just spent all of his, like, generations of wealth. Like, yeah, he just spent it all in several years. And that's why they ended up, you know, whether or not you believe they put the fix in, or whether or not he was a little too curious in his downstairs pants for the children's sake.
His family says they're now penniless. So they lost all their money.
Not good.
And then McCarthy, he told the police that he had gained the money by draining his family's shared bank account. But then the police did say it's unlikely that they will get it back.
No, absolutely not. Because you can probably ask the bank, and the bank's going to be like, well, you pulled it out. You probably should have given that loose cannon that you had involved there that somehow had the password. You probably should have changed that password to that bank account.
Yeah. So anyway, that's...
Because they're not going to help. Don't worry. The bank is definitely not going to help. Unless everybody freaks out. But I still feel like they...
No, the bank's not going to help.
Because it's not fraud, really.
No, he just threw a bunch of money out of this window, which you can do. You can do whatever you want with your money. So you can throw it out. And I mean, the biggest issue here was, again, the traffic jam.
But what about the other people that the accounts belong to? Do you think that they have any sort of standing about trying to get any of that money back?
In a joint? I think it's, if it's joint, I think that you're like, I trust him. He's not going to do that. He won't take $200,000 out of my account. I think it's all of theirs. And I think he just took his man. Now it's all mine.
Now it's all mine, and now it's everybody's.
It's going to make for awkward family dinners, and you know, this guy probably has a lot of explaining to do, and
I mean, Thanksgiving is not going to be good.
If he was 11 years old, he would have been hero of the week.
Oh, yes. If he was 11 years old,
he's 38 years old. So
this is some form of revenge.
Something horrible happened to that family.
This is some kind of equalizing thing. I feel like this story is going to open up wider in a way that we don't know. I want to find out what this guy's background is and why he did this.
Also, just lastly, a massive explosion in Texas killed about $28 million worth of cows. It's because did you see this? In South Fork Dairy Farm, the building blew up because of cow farts.
Oh my God. It's because it wasn't properly ventilated?
Yes, the cows were, and the cows fart. So it was like full of whatever what's the name of that gas? Comes out of your
methane.
Asshole. Methane. So the whole thing was so full of cow farts. And then something like sparked, and then the entire building went up, and then like 18,000 cows.
Jesus Christ. Honestly,
18,000 cows were
not to be
burned.
Anything, but it probably smelled great.
What do you mean?
Just that delicious roast and beef. Yum,
it's
yum.
Farts.
Yeah, but it the farts like what caused the fart. Yeah,
no,
but the farts
no, no, no,
goes
no,
as
no,
soon
no.
as the
it's
as
hair.
Soon as it explodes.
Look at that. You think that's going to smell good, buddy? That ain't good.
Oh, I feel like the chemical stuff would really override all the roasting beef smell, but
yeah.
But still, the idea of all that meat, delicious,
well, according
grade
to,
A Angus steak, well, sizzling right there, self-sizzling Angus steak.
I don't.
That is what I like to see. Mm-hmm.
Don't think that this
beef
is edible.
Cooks itself with its own farts.
The Castro County Sheriff Sal Rivera said, "There's some that survived. There's some that are probably injured to the point where they'll all have to be destroyed."
Oh,
so
that's
the cow
sad.
Farts.
So you're going to have a bunch of Phantom of the Opera cows walking around the, like, just burnt and be like, no one will love me except for Christine, because she will understand my nature due to music, which is also closing this week. Phantom's closing.
It is? No, it's not.
No, Phantom is finally closing. It's actually very sad for me.
Isn't it like the oldest play on Broadway?
Yep. Well, Cats
why is
was.
It closing?
It's closing because they're fucking, because the
people
Zoomers.
Aren't going to Phantom?
It's TikTok. Short attention spans. That's what it is, man. It's
one of the most famous.
No, it's hustle culture. Killed Phantom of the Opera. I don't know what happened. I think it's that there hasn't been a lot of, like, sympathy for ugly guys in a while.
Yeah, maybe not.
Because Phantom is about, you know, obviously the most toxic boyfriend of all time, blah, 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 blah. But because, again, he was made a villain because his face was so disfigured. And no one would dare try to understand his inner life. Poor Eric. He will never be loved, Willie, and that's why he has to take and take and take.
Oh, isn't that sad?
But I find it very sad. I wish that, I loved Phantom. I've seen it several times. Although the sequel
It'll come
to Phantom.
Back. It'll come back.
I don't know, but then it's going to have, like, Harry Styles in it. And
that's
he's
great.
Gonna, yeah, but he's going to wear, like, I don't know.
Phantom.
I guess.
All right, everyone. It's going to be, I'm just surprised. Like, don't end it. What else? What's filling the void? in Broadway. Just keep Phantom.
No, they have stuff like, you know, I want to say they have Real Housewives of Broadway now, and they've
got probably, honestly.
Yeah, what's it, Hamilton 4?
Oh, God.
Where we got to go and listen to Abraham Lincoln rap about how he actually loves black people. And
I know.
But he's played by a black guy, and that's interesting. And you have to go like, wow, what's happening here? And then Hamilton 5 is all about JFK, about how his head just did that. And they have the whole Secret Service team doing like a... They're like fighting over the body in a tap dance number.
Just happy the ladies of the Upper West Side can say, oh, I love hip hop. Hamilton's one of my favorites.
I mean, you know, I'm really happy that it brought hip hop to a group of angel donators that would have never have even thought of a hip or a hop just due to the brittleness of their bones.
All right, let's do Hero of the Week. Oh, my God. Guinness Book of World Records has just named this chihuahua named Pearl the shortest chihuahua of all time, a.k.a. the world's shortest dog.
I'm not even...
all time.
I have no issues with this.
A 2-year-old female chihuahua
named Pearl.
Shorter
than a dollar bill.
Shorter than a dollar bill. Shorter than a popsicle stick. He measures 3.59 inches in height. Shorter than a popsicle stick and a standard TV remote.
Do you see with his little jewels on? She's got jewels on.
She is
look at this
cute.
Whole photo shoot. She's next to a fancy high heel.
There you go. That's what you want.
That's so cute.
She's related to the previous holder of the shortest dog title. That is Miracle Millie, who measured 3.8 inches in height. So this is a great dog lineage that this little pup Pearl is coming from. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Pearl qualified for the title after her vet at Crystal Creek Animal Hospital in Orlando, Florida, used a dog measuring wicket to determine her height.
I feel like and dog I think measuring at, wicket?
After
There's
two,
a full wicket for dog measuring?
I don't know. This, I guess.
I got, fine. It's fine.
She's as small as a ball. And
well, do you know the original, the terrier that measured the smallest dog of all time? By the name, it was owned by Arthur Marples. They never named it. It was measured 2.8 inches in height, 3.75 inches in length. It died when it was 1 year old.
Oh, that doesn't count. It's not even done growing.
I guess
don't they
not.
Grow until 2 years old or maybe even a little bit beyond? I don't know. But anyway, there's also a dog named Spike who loved Doritos and porch napping. There were another chihuahua. They were really short. They're a 22-year-old mixed breed pup, but now that title's gone because Pearl got it.
You know what
and
I
it's
like?
Competitive.
You know what I like about Pearl? She hasn't contributed to the chaos of America in the last several years.
No, she hasn't. No,
and
she
that,
hasn't.
For that, that's hero enough.
Absolutely.
And she's just there to stand, wear jewelry. She's got a little sweater. She's smaller than a water bottle.
Yeah.
There's your next to that water bottle. That's cute as fuck.
Yeah, that is cute.
Honestly, hasn't said a single thing about trans people,
probably
which is
getting,
extremely nice. You
probably
know,
getting like, treated better than most people. But,
yes.
You know, that's where some people get upset. And I do understand that. I don't like when people will money to their dogs. But in this case, who cares? Pearl's just a little ass dog.
I like it because it just really shows just how like money is just fake. You know, and you can't
really
give
it
to a dog.
But you,
oh, really, yeah. Some people really need
quite,
it. But that's why
real.
You need to kill that dog. Unfortunately, that's kind of on you. If you can get
Pearl.
Access to a dog, I'm saying to a dog that has multiple millions of dollars, it's kind of on you to figure out a way to insinuate yourself into that dog circle, find a way to gain the owner of that dog's trust, get a health insurance policy put out on that dog, get yourself in the new dog will, and then kill everybody involved in that entire group. But that's on you. Yep. That's about you pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps and making opportunities for yourself.
I think that's what happened. Remember when that old crusty biatch died that no one liked? And she gave all of her money to her dog.
Which one?
She was old and mean. And no
most
one liked
of them
her.
Are.
Yeah.
Most of them are. Now let's get some listener emails. First of all, I want to give big ups to the people who found me. Remember the ghost potatoes?
Of course.
But I did have someone just say, probably it's mice.
Oh.
Now, here's another story.
That's it, huh?
Is the debunkers we got here. Guys.
Wow.
They're just saying it's probably just mice. Oh. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to be transparent here. And
I know you are.
You guys, you look to us for info, obviously.
I don't know
you're
about
looking
that.
For us for the hard news. You're looking for us to keep data up and tight. And I promise you that. Here's a paralysis piss demon story. Now, I need to tell the story because I currently have to blood pressure medication piss so bad.
You're pissing 20 times a day.
You're yellow right now. Like, I'm just seeing a yellow filter over everything, how badly I need to pee.
Well, I had to pee in my car the other day after our Levity Live performance. We got stuck in traffic. It does happen sometimes.
He just said that into a microphone.
It does happen sometimes.
Ben Kissel, before the show, Ken, because a homeowner, business owner, told me that he tried his best to hold it, but he was 2 inches, he was 2 minutes away from his home in traffic.
I couldn't get past my FUPA to unbutton my pants.
And he just peed in his car. Fernando, your boss.
No, it's fine. It happens.
Owner of a Chevy
Fernando's
Silverado.
Fernando's shaking his head like, it happens.
Do you just randomly piss?
No.
If you have to, you have to. I couldn't get past my FUPA.
You couldn't get out of the car? You couldn't have Travis hop in and you go on the side of the road?
No, Travis was driving. Because I'm at Bud Lights. Because we did our show at Levity Live. It was great, and everyone came out. Everyone in the whole town came out. It was like the Music Man.
Just sitting in silence.
Fine.
Because I just want everybody to hear that he said it. I couldn't get past my FUPA. I actually am really surprised he even said it to all of you.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
You don't? SideStoriesLPODL@gmail.com.
If you
time
have to...
When's the last time you just let yourself piss yourself?
You don't let yourself. That's the whole point. When it was supposed to be a 45-minute drive. It took 90 minutes because of traffic.
I am wasting valuable piss moments for myself.
All right, get on with it.
All right, now, this is for years I've experienced terrifying migraines and experiences with a paralysis demon, struggling to wake up from a man in black choking me, ooh, daddy, or clawing my chest all while my body kicks and thrashes to retake control. But recently, I express it to my doctor because now I have to pee several times a night. I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, you do.
It's called sarcasm. Now, certainly, she said, is in part due to many years of heavy alcohol use and pots of coffee that have now ruined my bladder, according to this man. This was he saying it ruined his bladder. I think it's only made my bladder more fun.
I mean, maybe as we get older, I think the bladder is a little weaker.
Oh, very much so.
Hmm.
Very much so. Yeah. I went to go see Bo Is Afraid. I pissed 4 times. I was afraid. Great movie.
That's a lot.
Great movie. Really very long. 3-hour movie.
Woo!
So now I have come to realize that when I was in a deep sleep and needing to pee, that my mind will conjure up terrifying nightmares to wake me up so I don't piss myself.
Yeah.
Which I have those, but Mine are, yeah. I'm in a bathroom in the dream, and I'm about to piss.
And then you wake up
like, uh-oh, yeah. Yep. Yes. For example, last night, I dreamed a dark figure held the motor of a chainsaw without the protruding blade mount, but with the cutting blade wrapped around my neck and proceeded to saw my head off. My Jesus. Head convulsed and my legs kicked until I was finally able to wake my body up, and I realized I had to pee.
Isn't the pee now? I mean, again, I'm not going to be holier than thou because I'm not going to do that. But I feel like I don't need a nightmare to wake myself up. I feel it.
No, yeah, but he's like, saying it's how it all works. And he goes, you know how like sometimes the alarm, in my mind, the alarm sometimes works its way to my dreams. I've had those.
Of course.
Where like I'm at all of a sudden in a bank and the alarm's going off. I've literally had that dream. And then you realize that you've just, alarm's been going for 15 minutes.
My least favorite, and all of us have it, is the dream where you're getting ready to go. And you're like, okay, I'm getting ready to go, but you're still sleeping.
Oh, it's so
weird. And then you wake
up
and you're like, I haven't put my socks on
yet.
That's
like
God damn it.
That's like back in the day. I haven't had one of those.
Those are anxiety dreams.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very much so.
Okay.
Anyway, another one. This is another starchy mystery. I live in a snowy town in Kanata. It was the second day of snow that season, and I had pulled my winter boots out of storage the day before. I wore them that whole day, took them off when I got home from work, tucked those bad boys into the shoe rack, and continued on with my evening. Next morning, I woke up and got ready for work. And when I went to put my foot into my boot, I felt something that wasn't right. Inside my left boot was about a half a cup of uncooked rice. I have absolutely no idea where this rice came from. I live with two other people who swear up and down they were not involved with the rice. And I believe them. All doors were locked. No one heard anything in the night. Not even our super reactive chihuahua made a peep.
Wow.
And that is actually key.
That is key.
I found the bag of rice in the cupboard where it should have been, undisturbed. This mystery has left me absolutely baffled with only one conclusion. It's a rice ghost. It could be a rice serial killer living in your home.
We don't know.
I haven't had any starch-based phenomena since this incident, but I have to admit, it did spook me a little. So just a warning to everyone out there, keep an eye on your starches, because you never know when you could be haunted by a grain ghoul. Or potato poltergeist.
Wow, I like this guy's alliteration.
I like this. But honestly, where did that rice come from? I don't know.
We don't know. Certainly not from the weddings. You don't throw rice anymore.
Now I believe that has been debunked.
Steve Rebund?
Now I think they can eat rice. They just were, for a while, they were fighting against it.
There was I would say cook it.
Please.
Wads of rice.
So first of all, I want to say, if you are in the Los Angeles area and you're hearing this before the show, come out 419. We are at the Pack Theater for Classy Night Out. Me and Ed Larson enjoying ourselves. We're going to get fucking super weird and loosey-goosey. But for 420, to celebrate the holiday, go to Spring Hill Jack Coffee and buy anything, because all proceeds are going to Last Prisoner Project, which we work with here at LPN. They're great, and they're helping people get back on their feet after years of being in jail unfairly for marijuana, and helping those that are still in jail, up to 40,000 people, to get them out. So go buy some Spring Hill Jack coffee on 420, and all proceeds go straight to that sticky icky. I literally have to end this episode. I must piss.
You must piss. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening.
And wow, welcome to 40. This is called This Is 40, all right?
And it's easy growing
every
up.
Day, if you're under 39 years old, because you can control your piss flow,
you're
right?
You're still
that
under
30.
You are still 38 years old.
I know.
And you're aging yourself.
But know for a fact, every day you live, you get a day closer to when your bladder couldn't possibly give a shit about your schedule or your life or your family. It doesn't care what you've done. And then you laugh, because one day maybe you'll achieve true peace like Kissel has, and you'll just fucking piss yourself. Because you will.
Who
that's
cares?
What real peace, that's what peace is.
That's what peace
that's
is.
That's an actual peace.
I've stopped caring about a lot of shit.
No, we can
because
tell.
You have to. You
and
have
I
to.
Do as well.
Because we can only
look
care about what's in our control.
My blood pressure's 130 over 60.
You're doing fantastic. All right, everyone, hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
We'll talk to you soon.
Hail me. Come. Come.
Go pee.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.